This is Radio Kate, still at the Welcome Centre in Walthamstow, which we've now made it into a designated respite centre for police officers. We've just had a whole host of them in the last hour, feeding them baked potatoes, making sure they got a nice cup of tea, bit of cake, anything to sort of get them through what is going to be, I guess, another long night. And I've just had a conversation that just blew my mind with a guy whose last words were, "Oh, gotta go arrest some people. Make it look like I'm doing some work." Blimey, he's not slept. He's not been home since 9:30 in the morning, I think he said. It's either 9:30 in the morning or 9:30 in the evening on Saturday. And it's now Tuesday. And he's just been out and about being on duty. He was supposed to go away and was on the train trying to get wherever it was to get the, you know, on the tube. And then something broke out in the tube. He ended up having to arrest somebody then. And what he has told me actually doesn't quite match up with what the borough commander said, because the borough commander was quite adamant that there were still cells available in London and that they weren't all full, whereas this guy seemed to think that they were. And he said he knew for a fact that some people who'd been arrested in the City of London had been transported out to, and I can't remember if it was Hertfordshire or somewhere else. Anyway, there were one or two places, but he was saying that they were being taken out of London because there just wasn't enough space for them. So things are still going on. And we're having a bit of a problem with rumours of stuff that's going on around in this area, where actually there isn't stuff going on. So we're just trying to quell those rumours. So far, it seems pretty quiet in Waltham Forest. And we hope it stays that way. But yeah, everybody, stay safe out there. And yeah, do what you can to help your local police. And they say that they really appreciate the help that we're giving them. It still doesn't feel enough to me. You know, all we're doing is being here and giving them tea and cake and wishing them well. But it's them that have got to go out there and do this work and you know, confront these looters and rioters and try and bring some order back to London. I'm hoping to catch up with my local MP, Stella Creasy, who has been here this evening, and she's also been working hard to quell some of the rumours that are going around. In fact, also, apparently, somebody had set up a Facebook group and saying that she supported it, encouraging people to be vigilantes and take on the rioters on their own before the police got there. This is not something that she supports, and she's been trying to contact them and, you know, get them to stop doing that. Basically, it's kind of crazy times, but it's really heartwarming to see how everybody is pulling together and there's a real community spirit here, which is, you know, it's a good thing. It's a shame that it takes something as serious as these riots to bring it out of us, but fundamentally there are a good group of Londoners who just want to help, and we all care about our city and we want to make things better. Anyway, I'll sign off for now and see what else is going on.